Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a licensed healing practitioner working in the field of energy medicine as a Reiki master teacher. I'm an angel practitioner and an intuitive counselor. I'm also the author of an inspirational book about my two near-death experiences. And the book is called Angels of Faith, and it contains the fact that, as far as I'm concerned, we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I also help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or in the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to all of us to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives, see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and the destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels called the Posse. They have a very funny sense of humor and are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. And like my posse of angels, I'm very excited to take some of your phone calls for that free angel advice. So please call the show now on 646-716-6794. Again, that number is 646-716-6794. But before we do take those calls, I'd like to once again say hello, everyone, and welcome. Welcome on this very new first day of 2013. As it is that January 1st, I'd like to wish everyone good health, joy, peace, and love. You know, it was not only my good fortune for my radio show to fall on Christmas Day last week, but I also am given the opportunity to share the first day of 2013 with you. You know, with so much speculation and discussion about the much prophesied year of 2012, you know, with the end of the Mayan calendar and the planets all being in alignment, it seemed that people were putting all of their attention on that one date of December 21st, 2012. And with so much focus on that one particular date, this new year of 2013, well, it was not given very much consideration at all. In fact, for many of us, the steady march to December 21st, 2012, it totally consumed us as we were concerted our efforts to help fill ourselves and our beautiful planet with as much love and light as we possibly could. You know, now that we have advanced and assured Mother Earth's ascension into the golden age of peace, there are many who are starting to look around in the aftermath of this date's passing, and we're saying to ourselves, okay, now what? there are even some others who are experiencing a bit of a letdown as they built up this date so much in their minds that in reality, this date might have seemed like the passing of just any other date on the calendar. Okay, well, the posse of angels are chiming in here. They're saying that they can really understand what many people are feeling right now. They know that many of us, light workers, star seeds, walk-ins, spiritual warriors, or whatever you choose to call yourself, we knew that we signed on for the greatest mission of all time, to raise our energetic frequencies with as much love and light as we possibly could, and then to awaken others to do the same. You know, now, listeners, that mission is accomplished, although many of us are feeling victorious, we look around our lives and we are asking ourselves, okay, what happens now? This is a very valid question, as much of our time, our effort, our money, our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual fortitude went into doing God's work and following our divine mission. We may very well ask ourselves, well, what happens now? But we have no way of knowing this answer, as our way of being in alignment with who we are is very different now. The posse of angels are chiming in here. They want us to know that with the passing of this date, whether we consciously or unconsciously have helped others and the world to ascend, is that we are all starting again, fresh, with a clean slate. With so many of us no longer reacting to life and living in the past, and as we no longer control life and live in some imagined future, we are living from 0 point in the nanosecond of the now. We're all starting over again fresh because we rediscovered the power of one, the power of ourselves. This enormous power, listeners, has always been with us, but was hidden away with such negative programming and belief systems of fear and control that it could scarcely be discerned through the dense fog of lower vibrational energies. Now, living from the zero point provides us with an immediate connection to every other living thing in the universe, and it opens all doors to vast, pure, limitless potentials and possibilities. Living from this power of one, we are able to create by using limitless potential and connection to all. Now, as a result of this, the lower energies contained in the old adages of sayings like, life was never meant to be easy, and one has to work hard for a living, well, they simply do not apply anymore, for it's the focus of our joy and our passion that will be creating our world moment by moment, with our every thought, with our every word we utter, and every feeling in our heart. In fact, by connecting to this extraordinary power of one inside of ourselves, it's as if we have become totally consumed with our newfound ability to create and manifest. You know, for many listeners, it might even seem as if there is no other world that exists but ours. The posse of angels is saying that instead of being selfish and self-centered, this is an amazing gift that each and every one of us has to give to the universe by creating the most joy-filled, passionate lives for ourselves. By creating from this power of one within, we are then allowing all others in the universe to create with us. The flow-on effect is that the sum of the parts truly becomes greater than the whole. In last week's program on Christmas Day, I spoke about the amazing power of love within all of us and how the shift of focus to love will bring peace and humanity back to our planet. With our clear access to our power of one, as we create with many others, we will be creating from a unified foundation. You know, listeners, there have been beings who have walked our beloved planet who have realized this very vast power of one within themselves. Some who have brought forth this amazing power within were Buddha, Jesus, Mohammed, Gandhi, Mother Teresa, just to name a few. Each in their own way made a monumental mark and affected so many others. The posse of angels is reminding you that you have the exact capacity within you to affect many. And they are saying that they can hear what many of you are thinking. Many of you are thinking, yes, but I'm not a Gandhi. And to that they reply, well, thank goodness that you are not. Just imagine if Gandhi had had the chance to be himself and create from this extraordinary power of one within himself, but then he suddenly stopped himself from sharing what he believed by saying, oh, but who am I to speak aloud what I believe? I'm not a Buddha, a Jesus, nor a Mohammed. You know, how sad would it have been for our planet if Gandhi had not shared who he was with our world? And like each and every one of these beautiful beings, you, as a powerful force of God, have the ability to change the world. For each one of us is empowered with the same creative force, the power of one, that created the universe to begin with. Now, the only reason that one would be afraid to share their unique power of one with others is that they have chosen not to recognize their divine connection within and their true greatness. You know, even with this knowledge of having the most amazing power of one within ourselves to create our world, there are many who seem to be like they're frozen, like a deer caught in the headlights, as they are still so used to creating from default and compromise, and basically letting others create a less than desired world for them. To greatly help us create our own beautiful world, the posse of angels asks us to remember that God and the angels are always with us and as close as our in and out breath. In fact, the posse of angels are chiming in and they want us to know, and they're reminding us, that there are no mistakes. There's only what we desire. It's important for each and every one of us to realize that this January 1st, 2013 is like no other beginning to a year that we've ever experienced before. If we allow ourselves to connect to this magical power of one within, sheer miracles and amazing synchronicities will manifest for us with ease and grace from now on. Before we go on to talk about this amazing year and our power of one for 2013, let's take some of your phone calls. 519, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, Candy. My name's Karen. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Karen. I'm very well. How are you? How is the start of your new year?
I'm very grateful and, you know, just recognizing the beauty in everything, struggling with the fact that everything seems to be happening for everybody else. I've wanted this shift, this more than I can say, and just, I don't know, I'm just at a point where, and I'm not sure if other people are at this point, but it's like the more I reach out, the more in my world that I'm being quieted, my, you know, all the connections to what I use, the computer, my phone, everything to, for my growth, my spiritual growth, is being taken away, and then other people in my world are happy. And I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do with that, what the lesson in that is for me.
Okay, first and foremost, stop comparing yourself with others.
Okay.
I don't mean to be confrontationally loving, but Karen, I love you. God loves you. The angels love you. And deep down, everyone else loves you. Love yourself enough to stop comparing yourself with others, because you do not know what other people have had to transcend. You don't know the paradigms from where they're coming from, and the lessons that they needed to learn. Do not wish to be like anybody else. You are such an extraordinary, unique, special light, radiance in the planet. And I get this feeling around you that you've stopped believing in yourself. You're diminishing your beautiful light within yourself. They're also saying to me, and I can hear this over my own voice, is they're saying, get your head out of expectations. You have it's like you have squashed your energies because you keep saying to yourself, something should have, had to have, ought to have happened by this stage. At this point in my spiritual awareness, at this point in my chronological age, at this point in whatever demarcations or dots you make on a page, on a timeline, and then when that doesn't happen, you lose hope. You think to yourself, you have not completed mission, or you're not where you should be. I'm going to tell you something, Karen, which my beautiful husband, Pete, has helped me enormously over the years that we've been together. He said, you sitting in your office, even if you do not have clients, even if you don't have any of the outside trappings that a healing practitioner need to be so-called successful, you are doing more for the planet just sitting there in joy and writing and being creative than a lot of people out there who are maybe seeing, you know, hundreds of people a week or doing things like that. He said, it's your energy and your light and your radiance that is helping the planet most of all. Does this resonate?
Yes, that's absolutely beautiful.
Okay, all right. Karen, I love you so much. I mean, I know of when you're speaking about, because along that road, you are so artistic. They are showing paintbrushes. They're showing me. They're just showing me like a whole room full of art supplies, and they're saying, "Create in joy and bliss. Expect the best without having expectations."
That's beautiful. I am an artist.
Well, that's what they were showing me. They were showing me all of these paints, and they were showing me easels and all these other things.
Like
that movie they were showing me, and that movie, What Dreams May Come, where they... Have you seen that movie with Robin Williams, What Dreams
No.
May Come?
No.
Okay, write this down. Give yourself a New Year's present, a presence and present. you can get it very cheaply on a lot of these sites or whatever. You can get it used or whatever. Netflix, there's lots of different other ways you can acquire. It's called What Dreams May Come.
Okay.
And
wow.
It's with Robin Williams. And after you watch the movie, it's about how we live on, how we are pure divine spirit, and we live on and just our absolute radiance that is never diminished by the fact that we're not in physical form anymore. And you as an artist will love this movie because the way it's shot, it's like the colors drip off the screen. I'm not sure how they did this, but it was groundbreaking. It was just a beautiful movie. After you watch it, please send me an email and tell me what you think about it.
Oh, Candy, I will. What's your email, Candy?
My email is Candy, C-A-N-D-Y,
yes,
at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E. I'm just pulling three cards for you. The first card is the Four of Pentacles. That saying, 2013 will be a much more balanced year for you. It will be, from a monetary and a financial point of view. This will only happen as a result of you taking off expectations of how things ought to, should, or have to happen for you. Really. And that, well, the Ten of Swords is all about it, enough already, about how you're feeling. You know, this poor lady is washed upon the shore, and then there's all these Ten of Swords, you know, poking her in the back, and it's like, enough already. The good part about this card is always that there is light that's on the horizon, and that she is forgiving herself for buying into the illusion that something ought to have happened by now.
Okay, that's beautiful.
And the next card is the Emperor card. One only gets to be an emperor if one comes home to oneself and realizes that they are creating their reality. You know, if nothing's happening, Karen, it's because nothing is supposed to happen.
Okay.
And that's as much of a blessing. But the key in all of this is not to be reactive. The key in all of this is to be proactive and be creative, joyful, and blissful. And,
okay,
you know, when things are taken away from us, sometimes even though we hear the alarm bells, it means that we have to be active and go out to create something in order to start new movement in our lives. And have you been allowing yourself to be creative as of late?
Oh, my gosh. I've been, I think that's what happened is I've been being so creative, and I'm painting for Alzheimer's patients on lockdown doors to change their reality. And but for some reason, I'm so exhausted that I'm struggling getting there, and I don't know why that is, you know.
Okay. Go on.
Well, because I have to paint at night when they're sleeping, and I do get to interact, which is absolutely beautiful, but it just seems to be a struggle to get to do, you know, when I finally show up to do my art. It's such a struggle to get there, and I'm great when I'm there, but then I struggle and I don't recover, and so it just builds and builds and builds, and it's like, okay, am I not listening? Am I thinking I'm supposed to be doing this, but physically and mentally and emotionally, I'm just exhausted. So I don't know what to do with it.
Okay, it feels very much like you're burnt out. The two words that you did not use when you were actually three words that you did not use to describe what you were feeling when you were doing that word is you didn't say the word fun. You didn't say it's not fun for you.
No.
You didn't say the word that you were playing, and you didn't say that you were joyful when you were doing it.
No. Huh.
I want you to go out, and I want you to be the alchemist. I want you to be the magician, and I want you to go find the fun in life again. I want you to allow the little Karen inside of you to come out and play and be joyful.
Okay.
And that's the most important thing that each and every one of us has to do to contribute to the planet now.
That's beautiful. Because I want to amplify that to my granddaughters. And I can't be that for them or with them if I'm not there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So first of all, we have to do that for ourselves, fill ourselves up, and then we can go out and fill up the rest of the world.
That's beautiful. Thanks, Candy.
Okay, I love you so much.
Love
Happy
you
New Year, sweetheart. And please do send me an email. I'd love to find out what your impression of that movie is.
Oh, I can't wait to see it. Candy, quickly, I had an encounter, and I wonder if it was with an angel. What does your posse say?
Okay. Would you want to give any details or
yeah.
just leave it at that? Okay,
no,
I was
in chapters, and I was at the spiritual section, and then I went to go look for audio book so I can hear it on the way, you know, so I could listen to it on my way to my job doing the murals. And there was this young gentleman. He looked like one of the gentlemen in the City of Angels in that, you know, that movie.
I love that movie.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite movies. And it was just like a split second. We caught eyes and we smiled, like, you know, that recognition. And then I left. But I kept kind of turning around going, that was really bizarre. You know, it was just such a beautiful, peaceful encounter. And then he was gone. And then the song Angels Among Us kept coming up.
Oh,
I know.
Well, absolutely. There's no question about it that you drew that angel to you. And the reason that my posse of angels are saying that you did that is to assure you that everything is as it's meant to be. You're exactly where you are. There are no mistakes. There are no have-tos. There are no shoulds. And that angel came to you to show to you, Karen, the divine reflection of who you are and just how extraordinarily powerful, beautiful, and magnificent that you are, to remind you once again of your beautiful light and to reconnect with that.
Wow. I so needed that. It was like for the first time in a split second somebody saw me and there was no expectations and it was just beautiful. It was just that split second of recognition and I did feel powerful and beautiful, not in a sexual way, but I just felt like somebody saw me, which
yes.
I don't feel that in my world unless I'm doing things. So thank you. I get the whole lesson from that.
Okay. You, like myself, like everyone else, because we are so centered on just our physical world, we need to just sit maybe for 5 minutes every day, and we need to say, I am that I am, and that's all that I am. I am a child of God, and I am worthy and deserving of being. I do not have to produce or create anything in order to be worthy. I am a child of God, and I am enough.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Have an absolutely wonderful start to the new year.
Take care, sweetheart. Bless you, Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you so much, Karen, for your call. Let's go to 780. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello and Happy New Year.
Happy Spiritual New Year, Candy. How's it going? It's Jay calling from Canada.
Hey, Jay. How are you? How was your get-together with your family?
It was pretty good. I spent more time with my mom than anything else, and it was great. I had a 3-hour conversation with my mom just to tell her how I felt, so... And just left it like that. No forgiveness or anything like that. Just tell her how I felt. So, which is great. And it went fairly smoothly. And thanks for the angels to help me out with for being there. And we did it in sort of a native ceremony in a way where we passed the talking stick around.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really cool. So it was great. And asked the grandfather and grandmother of my mom to be there. So it was great. And you know, I had spent a little bit of time with my dad and spent about 2 hours talking to my stepmother. So it was quite a healing mother holiday.
Well,
so
I guess with the passing of 2012 and now that we're on the cusp at the beginning of the of 2013, it is all about mother energies. It's all about the initiating and bringing in and celebrating that divine feminine energy. And that's it, you know, if you're a male, that's the divine feminine part of yourself as well. So I'm kind of not surprised that a lot of that mother energy was featured in the healing work that you did.
Yeah, it was good. So, thanks for the positive angels to be around there too, eh? Archangel Michael and all my guardian angels and, you know, like the deceased loved ones that were there, my friends, so they passed on to be there too. That's great, yeah.
That's wonderful. I'm so glad to hear that. Let's pull some 3 cards. Any thing in particular you want to hit the high points on, Jay, or just a general...
You know what? Not the outcome of with my mother involved, but just maybe the messages that I got or the healing that was happening during that period of time last week.
Okay.
How about that?
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Well, first card that comes up is the Ace of Wands, a very new beginning. The first thing that I'm drawn to is as far as there's a home, there's a golden stream in front. You know, you paved the way for the healing to begin. So many people don't want to address healing, and because they say, well, if I offer an olive branch, what if the person doesn't, you know, reciprocate? And
we only can, you know, affect what we can affect, you know, by our own actions. And then we have to leave it. If it's with the intention, it's funny that this Ace of Wands shows a hand coming out of a cloud holding a wand with some new leaves coming off of it, sort of like an olive branch.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, there's a home in the back here. So certainly, there's you've set into motion a lot of peace and a lot of building bridges and healing. And so many of us, you know, whatever you want to call us, lightworkers, starseeds, walk-ins, spiritual warriors, even if you don't have a name for what it is that you do, are the shining example in our family for that example to follow of peace, of love, of unity, of acceptance, and all of that. So well done, Jay. You have done so much more than you possibly could imagine. And also bringing in your ancestors as well, because there's a healing that's going on there as well from the spiritual side. Oh, and here you go. You got the death card next. Okay. So very new beginnings. Very, very new beginnings. Just that's mirroring just what I said in the first one. You set into motion things that you possibly can't even imagine where this is going to go from because of your stepping up and taking on that mantle of, okay, I'm going to provide a salve for this for relationship and be that healing influence. And the next card is the Three of Wands. It's interesting, the Wands feature, not only in the first, but also the second one. And you're going to see triumphant, see the result of this work, not only in your family, but in the family of man. The posse of angels are chiming in here. They're saying, you have also set into motion and done the groundwork for healing within your family. And then that energy, because we are all one, then goes out to the healing of all men and women. So, pretty powerful.
Very powerful. Great reading, actually, is really correct. I had some wonderful dreams, too. Had a dream, actually. I was in a room, and there's a little voice that says, "You can't get out, you can't get out." So I found a way and climbed my way through, and I looked up the... You know, I looked up the meaning of that, and it was basically, you know, it was real meaning, you know, new beginnings, basically, too. So you're really correct about that.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Well, there is there are no boundaries for us anymore. This topic of the power of one that I'm going to be speaking more about is just the power of ourselves, the power of one. And if when we connect into that, as I said, you know, we connect into being able to utilize all other powers, in the world, all other energies, and create with all other consciousnesses on the planet. So it's a pretty exciting 2013.
Yeah, it's going to be lots of great, great fun this year. Someone told me that it was going to be like crazy, crazy stuff going on, for next 3 months between, you know, October and December. I didn't think it'd be that crazy, but it really came out really well.
Yeah, so... I wish you an absolutely extraordinary New Year, Jay, and thank you for being one of my regular listeners, and I look forward to hearing more where this great healing takes you.
Oh, you very much. Thanks so much for the readings, too, over the years. So thank you.
Okay.
I'm very honored.
All right. Take care, sweetheart.
Lots of love. Bye-bye.
Let's go to our next caller. Thank you so much, Jay. 678, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi, Candice.
Hello. Who is this?
Hi. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. This is Cyril calling.
Yes, Cyril.
Hi.
Did you celebrate last night?
Actually, I was working.
You celebrated because you had a job.
Yes.
What's your question
and
today,
And I celebrated
Cyril?
My coworkers.
Oh, that's good. What's your question today?
My question is any information for my angels concerning 2013. What I should do to increase my spirituality? Because I've been trying, I've been asking them to come and join me, to be with me, to send me a sign.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to know what they recommend to me so that I can get more in touch with them.
Okay. All right. Well, the first thing they're telling me, Cyril, is they want you not to try so hard. They're saying sometimes the more we keep pushing and pushing and pushing something and saying that the way it's supposed to happen, that we push it away. The other thing they're telling me is that you don't have to do anything in order to be spiritual. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. So they're saying that it's not so much doing. I mean, that caller I had, Karen, once again, if you can you can just settle on the on this great knowing inside, I am that I am. I am a spiritual, radiant, angelic form in physical form. I'm a spiritual being in physical form, and there's really nothing I have to, ought to, or should do in order to be more spiritual. You know, so there are other people that I would say that they should, you know, not try harder, but that they should do more things and involve more spirituality in their life. The Posse of Angels are just telling you the opposite. They're saying, Cyril, don't take it so seriously and don't try so hard to be that which you already are.
Mm-hmm. So
okay?
It means that I do nothing? Just be what I am?
Yeah, be who you are. Be who you are. You are a radiant, spiritual child of God, and allow yourself to have fun, to play, and to be in joy. Okay, so they're saying that the signs of the universe, the signs that there are angels and light beings and higher ascended help for us is always around us. And there's nothing that you really have to do except be in the present moment to see those glories of God and the signs that they send you. All you have to do is to be present. Let me just pull some cards here and see if they have any other things to say on this. All right, this is great. You've got the death card to begin with. They want you to have a new beginning around this idea of spirituality. If you can start 2013 with not pushing so hard and be in a state of allowance to allow yourself to only be in the present moment and to see those signs that the angels are sending you in all ways, shapes, and forms, then you'll be able to be clear enough to stop looking at the way you think it should come in rather than the way it comes in. The next card is the Three of Wands card. Then you'll be able to be in a high enough, well, this person on this card is on a high vantage point, but then you'll be able to see your life from a higher perspective instead of seeing it only from a physical perspective on how it you think it should happen instead of allowing it to happen, you know, the way that it will. It will show in front of you. And the next one is to have faith. The next card is telling you to have faith that you are a spiritual being. There's nothing that you have to do. And to stop controlling so much. Allow yourself to have fun and joy and play with the angels, and to be involved with them. How does that sound to you?
It's a good message.
Well, you know, like so many other people, we tend to see ourselves as human doings instead of human beings, and instead of just allowing ourselves to contribute to the whole, the greater consciousness, by allowing ourselves to be and to have fun and play and be in joy, we always try to control and push
and being manipulative into just, you know, how we should be expecting life. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, life happens regardless. It's whether we enjoy the ride, we allow ourselves to enjoy the ride or not.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that's been helpful to you, Cyril.
Yes.
The posse is really saying don't try so hard and allow yourself to have more fun and play and joy with the angels.
Okay. Thank you so much for the messages and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. You take care. God bless you.
God bless you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So let's go to our next caller. Next caller on the line is 646. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi. Happy New Year. It's a beautiful show. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. What's your name?
Helena.
Helena, where are you calling from?
I'm in New Jersey.
New Jersey. I've got a dear brother in New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Oh, I'm a bit north of there.
Okay. So... Have you listened into the show before, Helena?
I may have. I'm not sure. I think I have.
Okay. And do you have a question or a comment today?
A bit of a question, please. I see all this wonderful good, and I'm into it, but I have to admit I'm a little bit focused and perhaps a little too focused on wondering about the beginning of a relationship with someone that I know. And I was just... which isn't that great. Normally, it's like, you know, relationships, oh, it doesn't matter, whatever happens. But then when I find someone that I truly care for deeply, then it, like, gets perhaps a little sticky. And I'm wondering what you might be seeing about that.
Okay, the first thing I'm hearing is compromise. Imagine, okay, Helena, you are, and we're talking about the power of one today, you
mm-hmm.
are this extraordinary, powerful, and unlimited, limitless and boundless energy. Knowing this, you can have the most extraordinary relationship on the planet that fulfills you. You fulfill him. It allows you to be exactly who you are. There's no game playing, none of that. Do you feel like this relationship is a compromise?
I'm not in it, so I can't say that. I don't feel it would be.
Okay.
I feel it would be a match of two kind of strong people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel his heart and his goodness.
Okay. That was the most important thing that the posse of angels needed to ask you, if in your heart of hearts it was a compromise. And you said
mm-hmm.
no. And the first part that came over is the Two of Cups. There are two people hugging each other, and above them is a lion with angel wings. This part, and there's blossoming. They're saying to me that this relationship is loving. There's a very strong bond here. And that it will develop more as we get into the spring.
Mm.
They're saying don't push things, but again, allow it to unfold like the beautiful petals of a flower.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, I guess I'm sort of in that pushing state because I feel the beauty of it and the goodness of it.
The posse of angels are also just chiming in here. They're also saying that which is yours will always be yours.
Okay.
Do not push. Do not push. If it's meant to be, there's nothing that you can do that can pull this asunder. The second of cards is the Queen of Cups. You are so intuitive. Follow your intuition. Don't second guess yourself and don't get in the way of physically pushing this. You feel already in your heart that this is a kindred spirit.
Yes.
It's strong. It's loving. And it's going to take some time. I mean, on the bottom of this card is really these beautiful pink flowers. And they're not in full bloom, so it's not like a summertime thing. It's that it's showing me that it will start to blossom at the beginning of springtime. So maybe even March, maybe April, depends on you. I think spring will start. But the second of cards is the Queen of Cups. Use your, oh my gosh. That's it. The third card is the Ten of Cups. If you know tarot. In my Ten of Cups, I don't use the traditional Rider-Waite deck. I use an absolutely beautiful deck. It's called the Llewellyn Tarot. And these two people are doing kissy face on the front of it. There's a rainbow. There's a house at the back. There's beautiful children in the front. There's a flowing river. There's greenery. There's beautiful mountains in the background. And there's a bridge that you're going to traverse together. Wonderful, wonderful reading. That it started with the two of cups, telling you to follow your intuition, and that the end of it is the Ten of Cups. I really don't have to say any more about that.
I am so happy. I feel it also, and I am a water sign. And the minute you said Queen of Cups, I got chills. And it's just that I feel it, so it's like, okay, let's start now. But I mean, okay, spring is great.
Helena, I would love to know where this wonderful relationship takes you, and if you feel like me to it, you send me an email, Andy, Gandy, @angelhealinghouse.com.
Angel Healing House, I'm writing it, and I will.
Okay, and it's the first name is Candy, Candy.
Mm-hmm. Got it, Candy. Oh, love, light, and blessings, and of course, I'm absolutely thrilled from hearing this. So.
It's going to be a great 2013 for you.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm on it. Yeah.
God bless you, Helena.
God bless you too. May I listen?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, keep listening.
Thank you.
Take care, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, there's a caller on the line, 818. Just hang on, 818. Don't go anywhere. I'd just like to talk a little bit more about this power of one. So before your phone calls, the Posse of Angels and myself were speaking about our power of one and our new beginnings as we create this very new year of 2013. Now, there are some who might even argue that there have been many years before which have all begun with January 1st and have afforded us new beginnings. One need not look much further than all of the New Year's resolutions and desired new beginnings that people have made to hopefully and beneficially affect their lives. And whether it's losing weight or quitting smoking or exercising more or going on more trips, January 1st has been that proverbial line in the sand that has us all setting our sights and improving our lives. This marking a date on the calendar and being diligent and working hard to attain those resolutions, they may or may not have worked in the past, but myself and the Posse of Angels, we can tell you that working hard was the way things used to work in the old energies, and it simply will not work anymore. In fact, I'll give you an example of how things now work in these new energies by utilizing the power of one within. Several months ago, I was trading readings with a clairvoyant friend of mine, and suddenly she turned a card over and said, "You know what? You're going to Hawaii." Although I had prayed to God and then told God that I would love to go on holiday with my husband Pete to a warm climate, I told my friend that my husband was working 7 days a week and that he could not get the time off. She laughed and she said to me, "It doesn't matter, you will be going." It was 4 weeks later when a client of mine sent me an email saying that he was vacationing in Kauai, Hawaii, and he invited us to stay in his condominium over the Thanksgiving holiday. I was thrilled and immediately texted my husband and told him of the invitation. He said that there was no way that he could get the time off from work. So disappointed, I emailed my client. I thanked him and told him that we were unable to take him up on his generous offer. Greatly disheartened, I figured that we missed out on our chance on a holiday in the sun. But what I didn't remember is that those of us who are clear
living in zero-point energy and connected to our power of one within, we have unlimited possibilities to manifest what we desire, as we are now living in a very different dimensional reality. You know, listeners, it was 2 weeks later when different clients of mine, a husband and wife, called and said that they love Pete and myself so much that they wanted to gift us their timeshare condominium for a week in 2013 on the beautiful island of Maui, Hawaii. This time, when I tentatively texted Pete and asked him if we could go on the specified date, he said yes, as the show he works on would be on hiatus over that week. I was absolutely elated as my dream of going on vacation with my husband to someplace warm and beachy had come true. But then it dawned on me, what would have happened if Pete could not have gone on those second set of dates that we were offered? Upon hearing what the posse of angels had to say, it made me really comprehend that many of us are now living in a very different reality. The posse of angels said that if Pete had not been available to go the second time around, that the universe would have just kept bringing me possibilities to fulfill my heart's desire of a beach holiday together. This was possible because I chose to tap into and allowed myself to become the exact reflection of pure potential, aligning with my limitless divine connection within. By knowing at our deepest core that there's only what we desire, we can then choose to let go and allow God unlimited access of the how and the when to take care of the fulfillment of our desires. In fact, when I told the universe that I longed for a beach holiday, well, quite frankly, listeners, I didn't tell the universe where or under what circumstances it had to happen. I didn't worry where the money was going to come from, or that I even start to save money. I simply co-created with the greatest source in the universe of all, which is God, along with the greatest source within me, my divine connection to God, and I allowed the rest of the magic to happen. By doing so, it happened for the greatest good of myself and the greatest good of all concerned. You know, listeners, it finally dawned on me that the greatest thing that I did was simply and effortlessly open to receive, unconditionally. Those like myself who have come home to the power of one within are no different to others except for one thing. We have allowed ourselves to believe in miracles. If we now have the opportunity to be pure potential, then we are open to receive miracles, because miracles are just unlimited pure potential made manifest on the physical plane. But the posse of angels are saying that no one, absolutely no one, not even God, can get you to believe in your pure potential. But we still have free will and free choice. Let's go to the phone lines and go to our next caller, 818. You're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Ali.
Ali, and where are you calling from?
Calling from Los Angeles.
From L.A., where I am. Okay, Ali, what is your question today?
I would like to know if there's any messages from any angels for me.
Okay. Is there any one particular area, or is this just a general reading for you, Ali?
This would be just a general reading right now. I am coming into an awakening and just trying to find out what direction or what messages are being sent to me so I'm able to recognize and follow the path, I would say.
Okay. Okay, you got a very important card that came out first and foremost. It's like, it's called the Tower card. And the Tower card comes out when everything that you've ever known about your life has to fall away and be broken down in order for the new to spring forth. Are you fairly new to this spiritual awakening of yours?
Yes.
Okay. They're also saying that with everything being broken down in your life, whether this is the area where you're working, the relationships that you have are not fulfilling to you anymore, the work is not resonating with you anymore. If they're showing me the phoenix It's like the phoenix must die to itself in order to be born much grander, much brighter. And they are saying that's where you are at your life. I am in Los Angeles as well. They are saying that it would serve you beautifully at this stage where you're at, Ali, to be in contact with a spiritual mentor, a spiritual teacher who can help you through this time. I'll give you my phone number if you would like to contact me off the air to possibly get together, because I feel that it's like so many things are opening up for you, and the old life that you were living is just, you know, needs to fade away. The King of Swords is coming through. Your true identity, your authentic, honest, open identity is coming to the fore, and that does not match with your old life anymore. Then the third card that's coming out is the Hierophant. The true spiritual leader of who you are is starting to come out, and that can be pretty scary. I've only got about 3 minutes left on this call, Ali.
Mm-hmm.
What I will do.
What was the last card? Could you repeat the last card for me?
Oh, the last card was the Hierophant. And the Hierophant is about the leader within you. This is also a card about the spiritual mentor, the spiritual teacher, that person that could help you. And so, do you have a pen?
Yes, I'm writing.
Okay. My number is 831-277-3716. If you call me after the show, I think it's very. The Posse of Angels are saying that it's going to help you immeasurably if you contact me and you establish this spiritual mentoring and this. Because where you are now, there are so many questions that you have, and to help you along this path, and for you to go along this path with peace. And knowing that everything is divine and opening up in the right timing for you. So if you'd like me to call you afterwards, after the show, or you to call me, it doesn't really matter.
Okay, I could call.
Okay,
I can
give me a call
you after the show.
Okay, give me a call about 5 or 10 minutes after I finish in about 3 minutes' time. I look forward to speaking to you soon, Ali.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye-bye.
So just to complete the topic today, everyone, with this realization of being pure potential, I'm living now as a child with joy. And what I truly know in the deepest core of who I am, I've arrived at a very different vibrational reality. For me, I expect perfect health and for my life to run always smoothly, to be abundant and prosperous and rich. I expect not only wonderful things to occur in my life, but I expect the magic, the miraculous, and the extraordinary to come looking for me and always find me. Above all, I expect the gracious, generous, loving universe to shower me with the endless fulfillment of my wishes and intentions and treat me like the favored child that I finally have come home to and now know that I am. So that wraps up the first show of January 1st. Thank you so much to all my lovely listeners. And don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every Tuesday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to receive my inspirational, uplifting, entertaining Angel Healing House newsletter, please send me your email and your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, house.com. And if you'd like to contact me for your free transformative angel intuitive counseling sessions or Reiki healing sessions, or perhaps to buy my inspirational book or my CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, you can call Angel Healing House and Candy Hoff on 831-277-3716. Have an extraordinary start to this energetically beautiful
year of 2013. And lots of love. And I look forward to speaking with everyone next week. Take care, everyone. God bless you. Bye-bye.